save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercial. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75 fixed. Now's the time to act and lower your mortgage payment.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Have you been diagnosed with low thyroid? Are you frustrated because you're taking the medications but still have all the symptoms despite normal test results? Often the number one cause of low thyroid is overlooked or ignored altogether. Here at Premier Healthcare, we have helped hundreds of patients just like you lose weight, increase their energy, sleep better, stop the hair loss and brittle nails, improve their memory, and get their normal life back. Dr. Sean Branham has developed a program based on extensive diagnostic testing to uncover the causes of hypothyroidism. Things like nutritional deficiencies, hormonal imbalances, and gastrointestinal infections. He customizes a diet and an all-natural plan to each patient individually based on their test results. If you're serious about getting your life back, call our office at 314-647-1384 to schedule your consultation today. The first 20 callers will receive a complimentary consultation. Again, that number is 314-647-1384.
Burlington, where you'll save big on thousands of new markdowns right now. At Burlington, save up to 70% off department store prices on looks for your whole family. Burlington, style for everyone.
How much is that jar in the window?
All right, I see no calls. Either the equipment is broken again, or you're waiting for me to say call for Dr. Doug. Now, the way this works, Dr. Doug doesn't do a monologue. Oh, there they go. Look at this. Now they're lighting up. Dr. Doug doesn't do a monologue. Now, here they go. Here they come. They're rolling in now. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. I'm no veterinarian, but I will tell you, I don't care if you have an outdoor dog or not. I don't think any pet can stand this weather. Bring him in. Even the garage. I'm sure he'll back me up on that. And that water outside, frozen. Frozen solid. And if they stick their tongue to it to go down and take a drink thinking it's water, you know that scene in that Christmas story? Their tongue will stick to it. Now you got a problem. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. That's the AM and the PM cab company, and there's an app. It's STL Taxi. It's free, and it works. It's a good way to get a Laclede cab. I gave you the numbers. I see that you're calling. Thank you for that. Still a couple of lines open. We'll wait as they all fill. And while we wait, first come, first serve. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone?
Great, and I didn't mention the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic or that you're the official veterinarian for the large morning show in the afternoon. And now I have. How are you, Doctor?
I am AM in the PM.
Of course you are.
Hallelujah. And, Frank, I just wanted to reiterate, and I planned on doing this anyway, but this frigid weather, more frigid than my wife, by the way.
You know what? See, I wouldn't have said that. Man. I know your wife, and I can't believe you talked that way about her.
You said last time I said that she wasn't frigid with you. So.
Well, that's true.
Anyway. But, yeah. It's so critical. People just can be so... Sometimes you just put the dog out or the cat out, and you think, oh, I'll just be right back. Then the phone rings, and you forget about it. This cannot happen. These animals will suffer. And even animals that have been in and out most of the year, of course, they're going to do better, especially like cats that know how to hide and find places. But they can really be in danger. A lot of these cats end up hiding, their outside cats hide in the engine of the car in your garage because it's warm in there. And then, God forbid, every year there are incidents like this. So I agree with you. There should be water available. If you're obligated for some reason to have them outside, You need to have wind breaks. You need to have weather breaks. You need to provide insulation and heat. And
now, for people who don't know what a wind break sounds like,
anything that stops. I mean, the things that are going to.
Well, here's a wind break right here.
I get it.
You couldn't resist. You can't say windbreak around us.
I get you.
It's too easy.
But anyway, it really is important.
Anyway.
And I want people to be very sensitive to what's going on. I think we're supposed to get a weather break next week in the 40s. So try and survive this week and be careful.
All right. You want some calls?
I sure do.
All right, we'll start with Daryl. Daryl, say hi to Dr. Doug.
How you doing, Dr. Doug?
Good.
First of all, happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's happening?
Have a German short hair pointer.
Okay.
And she's developed bumps.
I couldn't hear you.
Bumps.
Primarily on her back.
Bumps.
Neck area.
What kind of bumps? Like tumors or what kind of bumps?
No. They're small, like little pimples.
Mm. Okay.
And they will scab over and go away, and a little hair comes off with it.
Mm. Is that which part of the back? Towards the tail?
Toward the tail, from the neck down to the tail.
That's the whole back.
Not on the side.
And then how old is this dog?
She's a rescue dog, approximately 9 years old.
Okay. So there's a couple of things to think about. It sounds like it might be kind of a flea allergy reaction or hypersensitivity. So that we've talked about this, but it's not necessarily seeing fleas on board, but there could be some sensitivity or some other kind of allergen or it could be something they lay on. It could be something they come in contact with. So that's one thing to look into. At 9 years of age, you could have some other metabolic problem going on. Little lumpy bumpies over the skin in some animals can reflect a problem called adrenal disease, Cushing's disease. And those are usually little calcium deposits, if that's what you're seeing. So I definitely suggest that you would have your vet look at the dog, rule out these issues, make sure you don't have a bacterial infection going on, like a staph infection. And I'm sure it's a manageable condition, but just got to get in and get on it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
Right.
Thank you, Daryl. I just came up with a name for flea poop. I just dumped Dr. Doug. What line was he on? Is he there?
Hello?
Doctor? Are you there? Okay.
I'm back.
I did something wrong. I just came up with a name for flea poop, fleeces.
Oh, that's good.
You like that? Wasn't there a dog, Scooby-Doo? Is that a dog?
Yes.
This guy said his dog had Scabby-Doo. Change the name of the dog to Scabby-Doo. I'm telling you, I'm on fire.
Yeah, it does a great Scooby-Doo laugh.
I'm on fire. That is pretty good. I believe unless I killed some line like I did just then, this should be Larry. Larry, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you doing today?
Good, Larry. And you?
Good. I'm fine. I'm also AM and the PM.
There you go.
What's your question?
I want you to set us straight on the flea and tick medicine and the heartworm medication in the wintertime. Is it necessary to give it to them in the wintertime? Because I know that the heartworm medication, you don't need to give it to them because they only get that through mosquitoes, and I know we don't get mosquitoes in the summertime. In the wintertime, so
typically. I think you'll find most veterinarians will tell you to continue the heartworm medication year-round just to keep titers up. And we do get, this year I don't think we're going to have one, but we have had many winters where we've had breaks in the weather, and for some reason there's exposure, or God knows when they were exposed exactly. So that's the general rule. On the flea and ticks, generally people will stop after a few days of direct strong frost, which is usually the first or second week in November. We're a little bit further into it. So I would say, hold off on that. You can pick up in the springtime and talk to your vet again, let them guide you. But I think you'll find most people telling you to continue the heartworm year-round just to keep the titers in place.
Just keep it up with the heartworm just in case, huh?
Yeah.
All righty, sir. Well,
okay,
thank you
good
very
luck.
Much for your time.
Thank you, Larry. What keeps the titers? What's the titers?
Well, when you're taking drugs, you're taking them to plant your body with enough chemical to prevent the introduction of the infection, or in this case, the introduction of the heartworm. So that's kind of a titer is kind of the immunological term. It means a level of protection.
You have to understand. We don't understand that. Doctor talk.
I'm going to slap myself.
I have no idea what you just said.
What are you talking about? let's get Sonia here. Sonia, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm good. I have a 15-year-old Bichon Frise,
uh-huh.
And I noticed that he was losing hair in his tail.
You said
so
what?
Losing hair on his tail.
Losing hair on his tail.
And I thought it was because I got a puppy that was pulling his tail, but I found out that he could have developed a thyroid problem or maybe Cushing's disease.
Mm-hmm.
At 15 years old, what do you suggest?
Well, your veterinarian, whoever is telling you that, is right on target. You want to rule out the reasons for the hair loss. One of the most common problems we see would be, for hair kind of problems and skin problems, could be thyroid disease or a low thyroid in dogs, typically. So a simple blood test will help you differentiate that from something else. There are special blood tests for Cushing's disease, which, again, we mentioned earlier, is an adrenal disease. That's a gland that sits right by your kidney. It's the gland that's responsible for what we call fight or flight kind of hormones and other hormones that relate to kidney function and your electrolyte function.
Right.
So I think that whoever suggests that is right on. There may be other things, again, like allergies or hypersensitivities that can be ruled out, but it would strongly suggest, again, that you get to your vet and let them help you map out a diagnostic plan.
Okay, now I have been to the vet, okay, and he indicated that could be the problem, but with the Bichon being 15 years old, he's had allergies before, and he's been put on the Synthroid. But at his age, I understand that medicine ruins his kidney. And also, the Bichon, he rubs his back up against the bed a lot,
sure,
like he's scratching it.
Well, again, part of your review with your vet would be some blood work, and that's going to tell you whether, number one, you do have any kind of other organ system issues like kidney.
Okay.
If you don't, then that's not a worry, and then you go ahead and readdress it as we talked about. If it was a physical scratching that was kind of removing hair, then there are other things that can do, antihistamines or maybe some shampoos or materials that go on that kind of make that skin less irritable, okay? So I still feel like whatever he's told you is correct, just needs to follow through with actually doing those testings and trying to understand what is and isn't happening.
Okay.
Thank you, Sonia.
All right.
What I'm trying to think of the name of the dog that loves the old James Bond movies. Bichon Connery.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-oh. Whoa. I thought the earlier two ones were good.
Whoa.
And it goes rough, rough.
What?
It barks. It goes rough, rough.
That, you know what? I'm sorry, Doctor. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Hello to the Eon and Dan, too, and I'm AM and PM.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Huh?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing well.
Okay.
Just got a couple of questions for you, Dr. Doug. You know, they're always showing dogs to adopt and all like that. One, I'm asking... I'm interested in adopting or getting a golden retriever, you know, from when he's small until he grows up. And I'm wondering, I've heard good things and bad things about the golden retriever. I heard he's somewhat good around kids, and I've heard, you know, he can be aggressive around kids.
Hold on, we got two guys talking at the same time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jerry. He didn't hear you. Go ahead.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, you know, they're always showing, you know, adopt a dog or, you know, I'm thinking about getting a golden retriever.
Right.
And I've heard good things and bad things. I've heard he's good around kids and, you know, some bad around kids. I want to get one when he's, you know, like a puppy and stuff and raise him up from there.
Right.
What is your opinion about that? Then I got a second question.
Okay. Well, as I started to say, I really think that that golden retrievers are wonderful dogs. Typically very, very sweet. Typically very excellent family dogs. So I have no problems encouraging to look that way. There are a number of good programs. There's one non-for-profit called Dirks Fund, D-I-R-K-S-F-U-N-D, and they specialize in just Goldens. And they put out some beautiful dogs that need new homes. So I would just Google them and look them up.
All right, thank you. Now, as the dogs start growing up and getting to a certain point, you know, where he starts getting older, at what time should you, you know, the people say, well, I got to put them down. But at what point do you decide that, well, maybe I should get rid of this dog or give him away or I
would never do that. I mean, if you're going to, it sounds like you're willing to adopt and take that commitment, but the commitment is a lifetime commitment, hopefully. And unless the animal becomes very, very ill with something that's not treatable, then I would hope that you'd have that dog for the rest of the dog's life.
Okay. And one final thing is,
sure.
I often see people when they have their dogs, they'll take them out in the morning, they'll walk them, and then maybe they'll go off to work or so or something like that, then come back in and walk them. I'm sure dogs just don't have a specific timetable when they have to use the bathroom. So what is a good thing, say, if you stay in an apartment, which I do, what would be a good thing to help them, you know, have used the bathroom or so or something in between the time you're going to work or anything else?
Well, you know, in my experience, dogs can handle holding in their needs for, boy, God, just think about it. If you go to bed, most of them can stay all night without having to go to the bathroom. So typically, most people are gone 8 to 10 hours. If you can get them out first thing in the morning, get them out as soon as you get home, a mature dog should do fine with that. And sometimes in puppy training, they need more attention and kind of closer intervals of time. But there's no reason to believe that you have to do anything special. I mean, in apartments up in big cities where they don't have the free yards and stuff like that, there are a number of products that I've seen develop, like little false patches of yard space in a box, basically. Almost like what you do for cats with a litter box, but for dogs, they just put down a little area, and then it filters the urine, and you can pick up the poop. But those are extremes, and I can't imagine that you need that here.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Doug.
Thank you. I got the impression Jerry's never had a dog.
No.
And I almost got the impression that he goes, well, if I adopted, I just get tired of it. I put it to sleep. retriever is another one of those interesting words. Is there a retriever or just a retrieve? I'm going to retrieve, but you never did retrieve anything. Can you get a dog to retrieve?
I guess they have to retrieve in order to be able to retrieve.
I would think if you retrieve, you had to retrieve.
I would think so.
I would take one more. Do we have one? Yeah, I got lots of calls, but I'm not. We have a non-functioning. Okay, there it goes.
No, I'm having problems with the phone, too. I'm trying to get a hold of John Londoff, and I don't know what's
going
on.
Well, we'll let Johnny here talk to Doug while you try to get to John Londoff. Johnny, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
I'm wonderful, sir. Amen to PM.
Hallelujah. Well, you call me sir. I'm kind of scared.
No, you're an older man.
Well, you have a doctorate. I don't. Right?
Oh, okay.
I have four dogs, four wonderful dogs, great health. I keep their maintenance up on everything. I have one of the dogs is a six-year-old, what's called a Cocker Shan, American Cocker Spaniel and Bichon Frise mm-hmm. offspring. I have the mother and the father, and I have one of the offspring. That six-year-old Cocker Shan, about a month ago, her left side of her bottom lip started drooping, and when she would eat, food would just kind of slop out on the left side. And so I took her into my vet. They gave me some meds for maybe that she had a bacterial infection. It persisted. And on Saturday, I noticed that her left eyeball was kind of just flipping weirdly. It was moving without the right eyeball moving. So obviously there's some paralysis in her face.
Right.
All right? I took her to an ER after I noticed the eyeball thing. I took her to an ER on Sunday. They can't get her into a neurologist until next Monday. Just what am I, should I be prepared for here? Are we talking maybe tumors, or is there something easier that this might be?
Well, it certainly could be a tumor. There's also a syndrome that's called masticatory
yes.
myositis.
Yes. No, that's what I was going to say.
And this is kind of an immune-mediated thing. And again, we're talking immune system, but this is when sometimes the body's immune system attacks its own cells. And this can be managed and diagnosed and treated. They have some special testing. I would suggest to you that there's one or two excellent neurologists in town, and they're specialized in veterinary neurology. And I know that if you take them in and submit them through the emergency section, then that kind of expedites the opportunity for the doctors to receive the dog and fit him into a schedule that otherwise would be postponed for a couple of weeks. I've done that myself. So if you're talking about VSS or AVS, one of those two facilities, That's generally how it works. Just try and say, you know, look, I really want this dog to be seen. I don't want to wait. Can I bring it into the emergency, let them take it in and admit it? And then that way it gets put onto the medicine board for review typically, okay?
I realize she's out in front of you and you haven't looked at her, but is something like what you're saying, that two big words that you said, is that something that a CT scan or an MRI would likely...
Yes, I think he's probably going to suggest one or both of those, and he might even suggest something else, like a biopsy of the tissue, and then some blood, special blood testing that can be done.
And there's a facial paralysis, a palsy
of paralysis, like we see in humans, can affect some. It comes on spontaneously, can actually resolve spontaneously, and I think that can exist in dogs as well. So, yeah, I think you're right on. This is not the usual case, and we've seen some of these ourselves over the years, but we always send them on to the specialist to make sure we get the right diagnosis and the right treatment.
Can you give me any kind of ballpark on, I know a CT scan would be cheaper than an MRI, compared to what
they run around $800 to $1,200 at those facilities, but I'm not exactly sure. So.
Right, okay.
But I think you're
right there. I just wanted to know what to be in store for, Dr. Doug. I love your segment, and I'm grateful that Frank has you on every week.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome.
And before we get away, Johnny said he had a Cocker Shawn.
Yes.
I meant to ask him, and I should have kept him on, if the dog occasionally acts like he's having seizures. If he does, that's a Joe Cocker Shawn.
Oh, my goodness. You barked.
I love the way Peon forces himself not to laugh.
You barked at my bark. Hello.
Yeah, I did, because it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Joe Cocker Shawn, that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
That is funny.
Have they ever crossed a funny Cocker Spaniel stuff. With a Shih Tzu?
It would be, that
I don't
would
even
want to
go there with
a,
that one.
Cocker Zoo.
Of course.
What are you talking about? Doctor, let's do this again next. Well, we can't because we won't be here.
He'll be doing it with Paul.
You'll be doing this with Paul Harvey. Is that okay?
Harris.
Is that all right? You up for that?
I'm up for
all right.
it.
There he goes, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Have everybody. A great trip, guys.
Thank you. He didn't really mean that.
I'm going next year, darn
sure
it.
You are. Yeah, no, Marilyn, your wife is going to go.
Okay, let her go next year.
For you. Okay, thank you, doctor. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free and it works, and it is a great way to get a Laclede cab. Joe Cocker Shawn. You see what I did there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
See what I did there? I'll tell you who I bet thought that was funny.
We're screaming inside.
I'll tell you who thought it was funny. John Landolf thought it was funny. If he heard the whole bit, I guarantee you he thought it was funny. Hello, John. See? He's still laughing.
He's still laughing.
Can't stop
Minutes
laughing.
Minutes later, he can't stop.
Is that a good laugh or what?
That's a good one. That's a good fake laugh.
Yes.
That's a good fake laugh. How you doing?
I don't think I've ever been better.
Really? What took you so long? You kind of hesitated there.
Well, I went to the eye doctor this morning, and I was there for 2 hours, and my eyes look and feel like they're bleeding. Other than that, I had to hesitate to think about that. But other than that, everything is great.
Okay, so you're doing great, but your eyes are bleeding.
Yeah, they look like they're
bleeding.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, they're
Do really, they really look?
Very red.
I'm
blood
really
red.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, thank you. It'll be fine. There are worse things that people have, you know. So how are you doing? Are you okay?
Well, I appreciate you asking. I'm doing fine. It's a little cold outside, and
I did not even notice that.
I didn't notice
it was cold.
I haven't had phones all day.
You haven't had phones?
So I guess I shouldn't speak too poorly of our provider, AT&T. But the only thing is, this happened in 2008 when we switched. We were going with a new phone, and so when you're changing a new phone system, I don't know enough about phone systems, but I can tell you this much. We haven't had a dang phone incoming calls all day.
Whoa, that's not good for business.
All day. And I've made all the calls that I can with all the connections that I have with fine folks at AT&T.
Well, we had a connection, but he retired. So, you know, our friend, he's gone now.
Yeah,
he doesn't work there.
Called him 9 o'clock this morning. And
he can't help you. I don't think he's over there.
I mean, it's just, you know, I guess it's pretty easy to shut these things down. And they made a mistake. That's the wrong date. It's totally their fault. So I apologize to all of our great customers, all of our great listeners. Most have a lot of our cell phones, so we've still been very, very, very busy.
And, you know, we're receiving a lot of emails on, hey, do you know your phones are out? And, yes. And I can just say this. A couple of years ago, I'd have gone berserk. I'd have I've been crawling out of my skin. I probably would have been miserable to be around here at the dealership. But there's nothing I can do. And I guess the good thing about getting older is maybe some level of maturity. And I have to give the credit where credit's due. It's by my beautiful wife, Mimi, keeping me happy. And she had me working out this morning. It's about trying to kill me, I think, in a workout. But, you know, there's more important things in life than the phone.
Yeah, but when a business phone system goes down, that's a huge deal.
That costs
you a lot of money.
Believe me, somebody at AT&T is going to pay. I mean, we pay them a lot of money, and we make sure that our monthly invoices are paid in advance. Because we live. I mean, we even this time of year, we have 700 to 800 incoming phone calls. Wow. During the height of some of the recalls, one day, 1,300.
A day?
Yeah. We had
not today.
Mary Ryan out for like a spa treatment or something, the poor thing. I mean, she was just, I mean that's a lot of phone calls, and that's just a lot
that's
of...
That's a lot of missed calls.
No, it's you know, and a lot of customers are like, did something happen? Like, you know, some people are like, they thought we got run out of the business. So when this happened, April the 30th, 2008, my dad was in Florida. We had the store in Pacific. Our general manager then, Greg Dowse, called me. He goes, Johnny, something's wrong with the phones. It says that this number is no longer in service. I'm like, what? So my dad calls me on my cell phone. He goes, son, he's down in Florida. He goes, he had just sold me the place, okay, a few months earlier. He goes, did you change the number? And I'm like, no, Dad, I didn't change the number. There's something wrong with AT&T, and somebody down in, I think, in San Antonio, Texas, you know, hit the wrong switch, and they pulled our plug, and we didn't have phone on April the 30th, again, for hours.
You know, the bad thing about this, there might be people who think, oh, that Londoff doesn't pay his phone bill.
Right.
See, you don't want that word getting out, because that's not true. See, that's another piece of the damage done to your dealership. It's defamation of whatever.
You know, it's bad enough that it's, you know, sub freezing temperatures. It would be no better if it was July and it would be 93 outside. You know, people need their vehicles, and whether it's service, our parts department's very busy. Our retail arena. The one thing with the retail side is people can reach most of their salespeople because we give our cell phone numbers out. You know, my cell phone number is on my business card, and you know, it's fine. And that's how a lot of people have called me and sent me text messages saying, "Hey, your phones are out." I'm like, "Well, you know, call me on my cell phone, or I'll call you back." So we've still been busy, but definitely has affected business tremendously. So huge apology out to your great listeners who are our great customers, and it will get resolved probably a few hours before we shut down tonight.
How about this email address? Because there may be customers still with the remainder of today, and if this doesn't get resolved tomorrow, they need to know. Give them the email address. I know your personal email address, but how about just to the sales department or something?
Londoff.com.
That's it. That's not. That's a website.
Londoff.com.
Okay, then from that website, they'll find out how to contact whoever they need to contact.
And you know, I keep mine simple because I have to. This way, I can remember it. It's Londoff JR for Junior, Londoff JR at Londoff.com.
Now, see, now the personal email inbox is going to be covered up now.
Yeah.
It'll be flooded.
I know. As we're speaking, I've received two emails.
Flooded with emails.
I mean, people love you, Frank.
Well,
they do.
Thank you, John.
What's it like to be loved by so many people?
It's fantastic. It really is, yeah.
It's not a burden sometimes at all, or? No,
it's really not. It's awkward talking about it with you.
When you look in the mirror and you look at that good-looking mug of yours and you're smiling, you just feel good.
No, I can't say that I do.
I need to laugh today, okay?
Yeah, I bet you
it's
do.
Very busy. So we're cutting up a new TV spot, and I know that you know most of my business does come from this program. So
I don't even know why you bother with television.
Well, you know, because they tell me that it does work.
Sure,
you know,
they do.
Frank Opinion, AM and
the
PM
can't
first.
Stand it when they hear us
do
on.
Do the TV people say that?
Who? Huh?
Do they say what?
Are they the ones? Are they the ones that say that? This works.
As I said, there's no comparison. I mean, we get so much business from this show.
I think it's a waste of money.
From you, from Dan, from Ian, and you're the unbelievable listeners that love you, love the program.
Hey,
will
it make you? You know what? I think I got something that'll make you feel better. You want me to help you pile on AT&T here?
Okay.
I think this might make. Here's my AT&T story. Back in September, I have a place at the lake, and I, for a few years, I had an ISDN phone line. It's a special phone line where if you want to stay over on Monday or Tuesday, I could do the show. I haven't used it for 2 years. So I finally, they kept raising the rates. I disconnected it in September. I just got a bill 2 months ago. This is the second or third bill since I disconnected it. And now they say it's up to, I owe them like $2,000. So I called AT&T, and sure enough, the person I talked to said, yeah, I see right here that you called in on September, and they had the date for a disconnect of that line. I said, yeah, you've billed me for October, November, December, and they said, well, we'll look into it. Look into it. I disconnected it, and you said I did. So I get a message today from AT&T from some gal. She leaves me a message. She goes, my name is so-and-so. We're reviewing your issue.
Oh.
What's there to review? I disconnected it in September. You billed me erroneously. Stop the billing and don't bill. That's it. So I hope that I'll jump on them with you. And you know, there's strength in numbers. And now you know you're not alone. And there goes all our AT&T business. But they need to know that this kind of stuff is unacceptable. There's nothing to review. They told me, well, we see you called for a disconnect in September. Stop billing me. There. I feel better, too, now.
You feel better?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad that you were able to vent and feel better during my segment, during my spot.
Well, I did it to help you.
I did it to help you. Maybe a little adjustment on the invoice. I couldn't agree with you more.
I hope you're talking about an adjustment on AT&T's invoice. I know that's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this much. You might as well tell me. I will not be available tomorrow. So I love when you speak for me.
No, I'll do you proud tomorrow.
It seems to work better than when I'm on the air. But
my goodness, did you just admit to that, John?
Hey, capture that. Capture that piece of audio. It seems to work better than when I'm on.
I never would have admitted to that.
Right. I'm going
to
use that.
To get my story, Harry McClure was with Charter Communications, a technician, great guy. TV Harry. He says you guys were in the reserves together, okay? And a sergeant that you guys had, but the name of Frank Tucker.
Frank Tucker, yes.
And he said, but you guys always said, don't reverse the first letters of Frank's Tucker's first and last name, or you might have
Tank.
Yeah.
Right.
Something or other.
I didn't think he would be too fond of that.
No, don't think so. Yeah. So I told Harry that I would mention that and that you might get a laugh out of it. And you didn't, but that's okay. But Harry, thanks for all you do for us here. And he's a great guy. And he said that he still has fond memories of you guys being in the reserves.
He's still selling you something you don't need, television. I'd ask you for the phone number, but your phones aren't working.
Well, then they will eventually, 314-837-1800, but Londoff.com.
There you go.
L-O-N-D-O-F-F, Londoff.com. And the fine, unbelievable internet team, Chip Unterberg, Michelle Eifert, Christy Unterberg, Casey Harrison. We got so many great people that will help you, and quite a few salespeople involved also. But $11,000 off, so we have got to sell a bunch of Silverado pickup trucks this month. We sold a bunch last month, thank you, but we still have about 200 plus in stock. Regular cab, double cabs, and crew cabs.
We'll move them today and tomorrow. And a lot of people don't know this, and I think they'll find this interesting. It was Chip Unterberg's great, great, great grandfather. He is the guy, when they use the expression, he's an Unterberg off the old block. That's his great, great, great grandfather.
This is just.
That's from his great-great-great-grandfather. Yeah, that's a true story.
Off the old block.
You've heard that expression. Yeah, he's an Unterberg off the old block.
Oh, yeah.
That's a true story. Yes, it's funny. Yes, it's very funny. It's a true story.
Really?
Yeah, that's funny. It'll hit you later. It'll hit you later. We're out of time.
I can't wait. I can sure use a good laugh.
Well, there you go. We're out of time. We will send you business phone or no phone service, okay?
Thank you.
All right, John. Thank you.
I see you, buddy.
Bye-bye. I got to tell you something. If you run a business, especially like, and you don't have any phones, I'll bet he's about to go ballistic.
Well,
especially all day.
I was trying to get a hold of him while Dr. Doug was on, and it kept going doo doo doo.
And how'd it go?
A doo doo doo. Oh yeah.
Wow.
And it said the number you have reached is not in service. And then I tried to call the dealership number, and it just went meep 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 meep. Fast busy.
Is there a sound you cannot do? Wow.
No, I don't think so.
All right, phones. We need to break, I guess.
Yes.
We'll be back. More Steve Croft stuff and the Playhouse and a bunch of stuff. You don't want to go anywhere. Big 550 KTRS.
Meep meep.
Meep meep.
And now here's Tim Weiland with a look at traffic.
Hey, do that again.
Meep meep.
Okay, thanks. Looks like we've got, first of all, this report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best, so pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. We have some problems up in North County. I'm not sure if it's an accident or they're having signal problems on northbound Lindbergh around Lynn Haven, but that's causing westbound for the 270 traffic to back up from 170 trying to ramp on. Now, the usual slowdown on eastbound 270 is from McDonald through 170, and then it's open up to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. On westbound 40, we're slowing now from Boyle through McCausland. We're a little bit heavy again from 270 out through Mason. Southbound 55 running slow between Arsenal and Gasconade. And it looks like on southbound 270, just a little slowdown now between Olive and Ladue. This report also brought to you by Sam's Club. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get more than $3,000 in instant savings on brands like Tyson, Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Paper Plates, and DiGiorno's Pizza. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550. Uniquely live and local.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
If you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea and you do all your sleeping at home, this message is not for you. However, if you like to travel for business or pleasure, you're going to want to hear about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere. And free information is available now by calling minicpap.com at 1-800-600-7175. Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. This is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever. So if you travel, get the freedom to sleep anywhere you go. Call now for life-changing free information from minicpap.com. 1-800-600-7175. That's 1-800-600-7175.
It's the hard truth. In today's world, negative experiences quickly find a way to go online. One disgruntled customer, a bad employee, or broken personal relationship can easily post an ill-advised photo, tweet, rumor, story, bad review, and there it is right on page one when you search your name or business online. In the past, you had no way to fight back. Well, now you can. Grab a pen and take down this phone number or store it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. When you call, you'll get free info. Free info that'll show you how a reputation management company can easily build positive online content for you and legally bury negative information. This is not something you can do on your own. Don't lose any more business or miss out on another personal or business opportunity because of what is wrongfully being said about you online. Take control of your internet search results. Call 1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Hurry, don't delay. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
I received a phone call from Stuart a few mornings ago. Of course, you know I mean Stuart Rosenblum of Stuart's American Mortgage. He's got a new thing and a way for you to save money. Stuart calls it the bagel loan, and I assume it's bagel because that's round resembling a zero, and that's what your closing costs are. Zero. Now, it's a government-backed program, which means it could change at any time. But the way I understand it, if you owe $200,000 or more, your interest charges can be substantially reduced with no closing cost to you. That's right, no closing cost to you. This can save you substantial money. Hurry, though, this program could be pulled at any time, and you know the government. So, call now. Don't be confused, though. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. Call him now. 324-4440. That's 324-4440. Or on the internet, it's stewartsamc.com. Ask about the bagel loan, and you could save serious money.
American Mortgage Corporation, number
2267 NMLS number 2675699.
When is the last time you went to the dentist? When is the next time you're going to go to the dentist? A family practice by a family that cares, that's Bowen Dental Care. Bowen Dental Care on Dunn Road in Florissant has been serving the community for over 40 years. And if you're looking for a new smile, straighter teeth, or if you have spacing or crowning issues, right now, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care is offering $500 off Invisalign. Invisalign is a way to straighten your teeth without using braces, and it's a much more comfortable option. The Bowen family in Florissant is the official dentist office of the McGraw Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Your answer to all of your dental needs under one roof, Bowen Dental Care. Get the treatment you and your family deserve by a family that cares. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And you can always find them online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Truck lovers, are you ready for winter? Is your truck ready? Pure Performance Automotive Center in St. Charles can get your truck or automobile ready for the harsh winter months that are upon us. With a 20,000 square foot showroom and an expert staff ready to serve you, Pure Performance has all of the extra upgrades that your truck needs, including those specialty items that you just can't get from dealerships. Located just off Highway 70 on Truman Boulevard, Pure Performance stocks a huge selection of wheels, tires, and off-road accessories. If you're looking for tonneau covers or floor mats, if you need bed liners or lift kits, if your gas vehicle doesn't have the power, fuel mileage, or performance you've come to expect, visit Pure Performance today. As one of the largest independent retail parts and installation stores in the Midwest, Pure Performance is a fully equipped one-stop shop for everything automotive. Pure Performance, Highway 70 and Truman Boulevard in St. Charles. Pure Performance, 636-946-8554. PurePerformance.com.
Measure twice, cut once. Words to live by. Whether you're framing a house or getting a pair of Red Wing work boots. That's why at a Red Wing shoe store, we take the time to precisely measure your feet. Both feet. And not just the length and width either. We use the latest digital tools to measure your arch and even your pressure points for a truly custom fit. It's our way of making sure your boots fit your feet as well as your job. Red Wing Shoes. Work. Is our work.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
It's a show that is as timely today as when it first premiered. It's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at the Repertory Theater, and KTRS would like to send you there to see it for free.
How?
It's easy. All you have to do is register at KTRS.com or text the rep to 84126.
It couldn't be simpler.
To repeat, register at KTRS.com or text the rep to 84126, and it could be you and a friend at the Repertory Theater's production of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner from the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis. It's still, we're going to keep it there. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. I think you know that by now. And the app is STL Taxi, in case you don't know, and it's free, and it works. And now Laclede Cab proudly presents, I actually need to say, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I can tell you're feeling bad about this downtown St. Louis thing, but let me just remind you, for, what, 30 years, Ed McMahon said from Hollywood, and they were not in Hollywood.
They were in Burbank, that's California. Right. That's true. They were in Burbank. You're right.
That's right.
So it's okay.
Keep in mind.
All right.
Keep in mind for you.
Okay.
Well, the coldest air of the season is moving across the entire country. It's brutal. In fact, it's so cold in Washington, D.C. that Michelle Obama's garden is producing frozen vegetables. That's so cold.
That's cold.
Cold, yeah. So cold, Steve Croft's wife just bought a new house in the Caribbean with half his money.
Oh, that's a great story.
May not know, 60 Minutes newsman Steve Croft in the news for sending dirty text messages during a three-year affair. Of course, now all of his text messages are, you know how it is, being analyzed. Some are dirty, some just kind of sound dirty. Like this one his girlfriend sent him. Do you like the White House with or without Bush?
Oh, see, that sounds dirty. Yeah. You're right.
Sounds a little dirty, probably.
Yeah,
not.
You're
Everybody's
right.
completely shocked that a news guy like Steve Croft is such a wild freak. In fact, even today, Andy Rooney's eyebrows are rolling over in their grave. And finally.
Oh, man. The only thing more shocking would have been if Andy Rooney had had this affair in those
texts. Oh, my goodness.
Now you
oh,
got
my
something.
Gosh. Well, 103-year-old Florida man, this is pretty cool, just scored a hole-in-one.
All right.
In the clubhouse afterward, he bought everybody shots of Metamucil.
Yeah,
celebration. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
Right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome, bye.
One of his better segments today, which means he stole the material probably from somebody. Playhouse on the way, more Steve Croft, our prototype of a Bill Gates machine. You don't want to miss it. I do all my banking at First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is also the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning. If you never heard it, it's 7 to 9 o'clock. One sponsor and one sponsor only for the last, I don't know, 6-7 years, I guess. That's First Community Credit Union. And when you say the word banking, I think most people think of what most people think of. That's checking and savings and a car loan or another loan and whatever. And they have all that. Just because bank is not in the name, you need to know that everything you need from a banking institution is at First Community Credit Union. And then add to that, that it's actually owned by the customers. And we're called members. It's nonprofit. And that's a good thing.